on the next page in the handout packet, we have the Torah. The Torah is a halachic work. The Torah is located as the block print in the middle of the page. The commentary on the inside of the printed editions is the Beis Yosef. In this page in front of you, it's on the right side. That's the same author as the Shulchan Aruch. That's Rav Yosef Karo. The Torah himself is the son of the Rosh. We saw the Rosh in the previous shiur. This is now the Torah, learning the halacha of Shai Mikra and Siman Reish Pei Hei. So Sif Aleph says, "Tzorich lizaher," one should be very careful. Lashlim a parsha im atzibor, to complete the parsha with the tzibor. Tamar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yehuda, Am Rav Yona, Am Rav Ami. Because Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehuda, says the name of Rav Yona, says the name of Rabbi Ami. The Olam Yashlim Adav Parshios of Im atzibor. A person should always complete the parshios with the tzibor. Shnai Mikra Becha Targum, twice the text, and once with the Targum, turn the page. Lafi Latoros V'divon, even the words Atoros V'divon. And anyone who completes this parshios with the tzibor, his days and his years will be lengthened. This, of course, is a quote from the Gemara. The Torah continues, Afilu Ataros V'Divon, regarding the statement of the Gemara of Afilu Ataros V'Divon, Pirush Rashi, Yudal Zal, Rashi explains, Afapish Ein Bo Targum, even though there is no actual Targum for those words, one is still required to say them Shnai Mikra V'Yecha Targum. Lefizet, according to this, Afilu Ruvein and Shimon, Chayotze Baza, even words like Ruvein and Shimon, which also have no targum and things like that. It's Tzarech Lekroso Gimel Pamim. Has to be read three times, as I explained in the previous shiur. That's Tosfos understanding of Rashi as well. V'yesh Mefarshim, there are those that explain Dinakat Ataros V'Divon, that it specifically mentioned Ataros V'Divon, the Fishyesh Sfarim, because there are some books, Shekasubahem Targum Yerushalmi, that do include the Targum Yerushalmi on those words. Dinakat Ataros V'Divon, and it's specified Ataros V'Divon, Af Api, even though She'in Tzichin Kokach Targum, they don't really need a Targum, because they are just names of cities. And according to this, Ruvain and Shimon in Tzarech Lekroso Gimel Pamim, maybe you don't need to read Ruvain and Shimon three times. It doesn't add anything by reading it a third time. But as we said yesterday, the custom seems to be to still be machmir and like Rashi and read words three times, even if they do not need a targum. Sif Beis. Then they made a parsha of Perash Rashi. If someone learns the parsha with the commentary of Rashi, Chashuv Kimo Targum, that is considered to be like Targum. We saw that in the Rosh as well. The Rosh Os Ches. She'ein, turn to the next page, Kavanasa Targum, Elish Yabin, and yeah, because the purpose of Targum is that a person should come to understand the topic, understand the context and this the message being given by the Torah. Aval, however, Mkori Bish Arla is low. If he reads any other foreign language, is not considered to be like Targum, and one does not fulfill their obligation in that manner. Again, similar to what we had seen both in the Rosh and in Tosfos. On the previous page, we have the commentary of the Prisha. In the middle of the page, you have the Drisha and the Prisha. Look for four lines on the bottom of the Prisha, the small O's and Dalits, you've got them Dalit, which is Targum Yerushalmi, the Targum of the Yerushalmi, and it says, Perush, Sheba Targum Yerushalmi Mefarsh Ataros Mechlalta. The meaning is that in the Targum Yerushalmi, as we had already seen, there is a translation or commentary on the word Ataros, and that is Mechlalta. Shapirish Ataros, which means crowns, Mlashon Atarah, from the language of the Shoresh, the root of a crown. Techeser, as that's another, it's a Hebrew word for a crown. Tahainu Klila, in Aramaic is Klila. Val Divon, regarding the word Divon, Pirish Malbeshta. It's Malbeshta, which we said was honey town. Vechein Kulam, and all things like this, from a Farish Atevos, that explains the words. Lafuki Atargum Unklus, to exclude the Targum of Unklus. Ataros Divon, in Botargum, Rashi says. And the Gemara says that words like that, as Ataros Divon, are required to be said Shai Mikra V'Chatargum, even though there is no Targum, Unklus for them. Shai Mifaresh Behen Klum, he mentions nothing according to the text of Unklus, and as we saw actually in the later in Parshas Matos, that there is no mention of a Targum for Ataros V'Divon, and it seems to be the original text of Unklus also had no translation for these words as well. Manich Mal Peshutam, he leaves them as they are simply mentions in a simple form, names of cities, they're just names of cities. Dugmas Ruvain and Shimon, like Ruvain and Shimon, are names of people. So just like Ruvain and Shimon don't have any translations, so to Ataros V'Divon don't have any names, don't need translations, because they're all names, they're all proper nouns. Ruvain and Shimon are proper nouns for people, and Ataros V'Divon are proper nouns for cities. But the additional information being given here by the Gemara, Afapid, even though Shabemes, Enotzarech Perush, even though these words such as Ataros V'Divon do not require Perush, Shim Ayarosim, because they're names of cities, and I know what you mean when you tell me that. If someone tells me New York, it doesn't have to be translated for me, it's New York. Hein Afilu Hachi, even so, Tzarech Amro, they have to be said anyway as part of Shnai Mikra V'Chatargum, the Afuke, Ruvain V'Shimon, to exclude words like Ruvain V'Shimon, V'Yachayotzibon, things like that. Ein Tolas B'Targum O'Klau, which have no benefit of being translated. A name doesn't have any benefit whatsoever being translated, but a city could have been named with the intention of an adjective to give a meaning, as a description of something. And in that manner, there's a benefit, at least, to understanding the words better if you understand why an area was given a certain name. The example for us would be if someone were to say Los Angeles, it could be translated as the angels, and we call City of Angels. It'd be more meaningful if someone understood the derivation of the name itself as opposed to just leaving it as Los Angeles. You can give a translation for it. So here too, Ataros V'Divon, even though they are names of cities, there is a benefit to learning the fact that they have a name for a reason, crown or honey, obviously descriptive to some extent of the cities. Nowadays, we don't remember necessarily what that means, but at some point it was contemporary and it did matter and it did have meaning. So in that situation, as we said, we look for the Targum, even if it's not unklos, to understand the words of the Torah better.